Rose Perks is brought to you today by Michelle McKibben, who is a California mortgage loan officer with People's Home Equity Mortgage. And you can email her for more information at McKibben, McKibbin, Michelle@yahoo.com.
Hello, welcome to Rose Pricks. I'm Ronnie Karam from Watch What Crappens, and here I am with my gorgeous little co-host, Miss Stephanie Wilder-Taylor of the For Crying Out Loud podcast and the Sword and Scale Rewind. Hello there, Steph.
Hello, Ronnie.
How you doing, baby?
I love when you call me little.
You are little. You're so
tiny. It makes me feel little. Am I?
Yes. I don't see you that much in real life. I mean, I see you maybe like once a year at this point.
You know, I had eating disorder for 10 years.
Well, I don't mean like my eating disordered. I mean, look, if you were eating disordered, I'd be so proud. I mean, I know that eating disorders destroy a lot of lives, but as someone who's like eating disordered in the opposite way, I feel like that's just willpower, you know? So
yeah, you'd be like, it's working.
Yeah, you're doing it. My partner who's currently doing it.
Who cares about your teeth? You can always get veneers.
Well, those go anyway. Anyway, so does your hair. You know, as time goes on, my hair falls out, my gums recede. I mean, I might as well have just starved myself.
I know. Why not?
Well, because then you don't get to live the rest of your life with a flesh sleeping bag, you know, to cuddle in these hot summer days.
Exactly.
So, Steph, hi, babe.
Hi. Last night's episode was so good.
Last night's episode was so good. Now, last week there was a game or something. I don't know. Something happened. And so there was no Bachelorette. So this week there's two.
No, which is nuts.
Wait, when did they take off? 2 weeks ago?
Ronnie, we were here last week. Yeah. Okay. And they're doing two because there's no episode next week.
Yeah. So that's the thing. It's like 5 million hours of The Bachelorette and then break. We're on a break. We're taking a break.
I love The Bachelorette, but I feel like two nights in a row feels like too much. You can get too much Bachelorette. How much can you drag out these dates and the group dates? And
I just, work? You know, my ish is watching the hard kiss between her and Brian, the chiropractor. The long, hard kiss. Like he's trying to get some milk duds out of the center of her teeth, you know?
He's trying to adjust her jaw.
It sounds like a video game, like tongue lashing.
Tongue thrust.
Well, no need to worry, everybody, because this episode opens and we're told it's a shocking two-night bachelor event. I mean, except in Chris Harrison voice, which is more like, yeah, it's a shocking two-night event. Shocking.
I think the shocking part is that guy Matt, the construction worker, is still on the show. There was a shot of him late in the episode, and I was like, oh.
Well, there's a lot of pressure to be nice to all different kinds this year. And, you know, a lot of people drive around now with that bumper sticker that says, stop elder abuse. And, you know, I think that's Matt's segment.
I agree. All right, so we start out with Kenny and Lee, and they go out to have a discussion, and Lee cannot believe it. He is like, why are all these black guys coming for me? I don't get it. I mean, I love black people, you know? I get black people.
Oh, Lee. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so someone on Twitter last week was saying, why do we call Lee racist? We call Lee racist, you know, on this show, he's like possibly ignorant or slash has some issues. But we were talking about an article with all of his ignorant tweets that were coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's like, Black Lives Matter is racist as F or AF or whatever.
He thinks they're a terrorist group. And the NAACP is racist, according to him.
So that's where we got that. So, yeah, Kenny, he's like, we need to have a chat, brah. Which, you know, he's mad.
He's like, black people do not need to be making progress. The only people that need progress are me and Rachel on our date.
Oh,
we
my
gotta
God.
We got to make progress in our relationship.
Lee. So Eric, of course, explains what's going on because this is a continuation from last week. So Eric's like, well, Kenny and Lee had a previous altercation before this night and it needs to be squashipated. So the guys are like, oh, my God, this is so gross. And Urkel's like, oh, my God, unless someone throws punches, I'm not involved. But then he like sits in the front window like he's waiting for Santa Claus or whatever. And then that hot model guy, Peter, I'm learning their names, which means I'm paying way too much attention to this show. But Peter, that really cute guy, he's really dumb, too. He's like, this is like a ticking time bomb.
Peter, by the way, is Queequee. He's the one who couldn't spell coitus.
Well, they really did.
Who I was totally down with until I realized he can't spell at all.
Now, did he use a PH or a QU at the beginning of that?
QU.
Okay, well, it could have been for
Queequee. Yeah, all right.
So the chiropractor and Rachel are like sitting on this little boat, but it's docked. Yeah. And he's like, look, you know, I just want you to know that this is just progress, and it's all I think about. I was on this plane, and I was writing things on a napkin, and I was like writing my goals down on this napkin. And then there was like a ring on the napkin because that's where I had my drink. And I was like, oh, my God, there's a ring. It's like marriage. That's my goal. And this is making progress towards my goal. What the hell is he even talking about?
Like, I just want you to know I'm going to go all in. I'm not going to stop. It's a fairy tale. I want a relationship. You want you know what? You know why we're meant to be together? I want a relationship and you want a relationship. And we are both looking for the fairy tale. We both want relationships, so we should have a relationship together.
Yeah, he's like, I enjoy toast in the morning for breakfast. And she's like, oh my God, you're too good to be true. That's what I'm worried about. You're too good to be true because I like toast. What the hell? She does not really need a lot, this girl, Rachel.
Remember I used to complain about JoJo and how every time that JoJo had a conversation, it was just about relationships?
Yeah.
Because I do like Rachel 100 times more than I liked JoJo. I mean, it's not that I like her more. I just find her more entertaining, more interesting, you know, because she keeps it 100. But the thing is, when she's with Brian, they go right into that JoJo territory where it's just like, it's a fairy tale. I just want to have a relationship. I've never heard Brian one time talk about his job, his
Well, except for that time, he was like, look, I brought my adjustment table into the garden. Would you like an adjustment? And she's like, oh, my God, you're too good to be true. Okay, so why is he too good to be true? The guy's got a weird face. He's got hair plugs, which, you know what? Look, I wrote in this, am I jealous of hair plugs? Because I seem to get mad at them all the time. I'm bald. So I don't know if I'm mad at hair plugs. I really don't know. For whatever reason, they make me so mad. And I think it makes me mad because I don't like half-finished things, you know? And his is like a first line of defense, but then there's no army behind it. It's just like one little layer of doll hair running across the front. Like, we're all blind, you know? And then she keeps saying, you're too good to be true. And he's like, yeah, but you know what I was thinking when I was writing on my napkin? I wrote in the ring, and I was writing it circular, so all these words went in a circle. And they said, if I'm too good, you're too good. So then that makes us both too good. We're never going to get a seat in a restaurant because we're just too good. We're a perfect match.
And the thing about us that's really better than everybody else is we're not into drama. Like, we're not, like, they're all going to be, you know, drama, drama, drama. And we're all not drama.
Yeah. And if you're ready for a commitment and a relationship, and a family, and a relationship family, and a family that has relationships with each other, but not in a sexual way, you know? And then if you're ready for a relationship with someone who suddenly turns crazy and chases you down the hallway with scissors on Lifetime, I'm right here.
And then right when they're saying, like, I'm not into drama, like, no drama, it's we get our Lenny and Squiggy, hello, and it cuts right to Kenny and Lee.
Yeah.
And Kenny and Lee, Kenny telling Lee, like, what, you're a snake. And Lee's like, oh, really? So you wanted to get violent, right? Yeah. Kenny's like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? And he's like, oh, oh, your voice is rising. So I guess you want to get violent. I guess you have a lot of violence in you.
But Kenny's like, I'm just going to whisper now because you're calling me aggressive. Okay? And then, you told Rachel I'm aggressive, angry. And he's like, whoa, you know what? How about I just shut up since you can't stop talking? He's like, I'm whispering, sir, I'm whispering. He's like, okay, well, why don't I just be quiet? I'll just be quiet over here. Because you can't just stop whispering aggressively. And he's like, oh, you're a disingenuous snake. Look how calm I am. Look how calm. I'm so calm. And he's like, well, I respect that about you because the other night you were not calm. You were aggressive.
And he's like, that is crazy. You're a snake. You know what? You are a snake. And then Lee's like, you know what? You called me a snake. You've gone too far. I'm out of here. And then Kenny goes, bye, Snakey.
Bye, Snakey. And
my son Xander goes, they're babies with beer. I was like, that is classic.
They're giant beer babies.
I typed
babies.
It down.
Bye,
giant
Snakey.
Babies with beer.
Bye, Snakey. He's going to
break
my throat.
So then Josiah is like, yeah, you know, the tensions are high. And I'll tell you why. There's a rose on the line. And that takes us right to group rose time. And clearly Brian's getting the group rose. And he does. And then Kenny goes, you know what? Much respect. You know, then he's like, this is all out loud, not to the camera. He's like, Brian's a cool dude, you know? He's not a bitch ass dude that has to snake other guys for a rose. Hi, Snakey.
Yeah, he's not being a snake ass. Lee's like, aggressive. Aggressive. You're aggressive. Okay, Lee is so sweaty and red, and his Botox, his Botox vein is like pumping on the side. This guy doesn't stop drinking scotch.
No. And also, did you notice one of his eyes stopped opening? I think it might have been a scotch thing. But did you notice they go to him and one of his eyes is like shut, yeah. Like a permanent wink.
Yeah. Did you notice that Rachel's like super confident in her relationship? She's like, guys, I'm very confident in a relationship with relationships. And Lee's like, oh, whatever. And his veins popping out. And then Moana looks like he's going to cry. Poor Moana's, I don't know if Moana has like bitch ass eating disorder because he's a bitch ass. And I feel like he goes to the back and just binges on like powder bags of M&M's when no one's looking and cries and then waits to blame it on someone else in a teary monologue. But this guy, like his suit is getting smaller and they look more inexpensive every time. And then he's sweating all over the place and he's got a Botox vein too. And he looks like he's about to cry and nothing's even happening yet. He's
and
just, like, sitting there teary-eyed.
And didn't he go to Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah, I think he went to Bachelor in Paradise. He
so
was
attractive
he
to
was
me.
He was probably the one who threatened to shut down production.
Oh, my God, you're right.
It wasn't. That was already announced. But it probably wasn't even about the, like, sexual misconduct. He was probably like, Corinne drank too much, and I did not consent to her eating my pounder bag of M&M's when she was drunk. We are shutting down this production. Like, we did an investigation, and there were tiny peanut M&M's in Moana's poop, so we're resuming filming. So Kenny is still all mad, and he's like, the thing with Kenny is he just can't be quiet. You know, he's kind of one because he did his whisper thing.
Right.
But he does this whole, that guy didn't snake of the snake ass. And Lee's like, fuck you. And he's all red and sweaty. And then Kenny goes, you know what? You'll be a stain on that couch. And he's like, you're threatening me. Oh, he's threatening me. Firing a crowded theater threat. And then Kenny said, I wish his dad had instilled something, but maybe he thought, bye, Snakey. Go get installed by somebody else. I'm not installing anything in you, Snakey Snake.
The thing that's a little bit sad is that all the guys are on Kenny's side, but he makes it difficult. You know, you can tell they're like, I mean, we all hate Lee and some of us hate Lee a little bit more than others, but Kenny, shut up.
Yeah, Kenny just can't stop talking. Like he should have a podcast because he hates dead air. You know, if you give him too much quiet time, he'll just start telling you about his mommy issues, you know, his roid addictions. He'll just start talking all kinds of nonsense no one wants to hear.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
I'll move on. I just wanted to point out that the model is watching all this drama, and he's like, the only way that Lee is relevant is by laying back. I love models. What does that mean?
Oh, wait, but Peter is actually not the model. Blake is the model. I mean, he looks like Peter. Well, he has done modeling.
Yeah, he's a Wisconsin model.
Blake, the model, was kicked off. But he's
Blake,
a business
owner.
Blake,
the model, was cum from There's Something About Mary, and he's gone now. This Peter guy is like the cheese curd model from Wisconsin.
Yes, yes. Cheese curd. So now it's time for the one-on-one date. And let me just say that you and I called it from when we did our, if anybody wants to go back and listen to this, we did a casting episode at the beginning. I think we made it a regular episode where we just talked it, where we looked just based off their pictures and bios, we determined who was the cheesiest. And we hated Jack unanimously.
I swear to God, when you look at Jack, he's like one of those paintings where you have to look really hard to see what it really is. Like, if your eyes semi-cross, you can see what's happening. Because you could even see in the picture, when it was just a still picture, you could see that head bobble. Like, he had a certain head tilt to him where he's like, look at me, I'm looking at you from under my eyelids and smiling like a little too smarmy.
That's what I wrote down. Why did he always, it's not even when he smiles, he's always looking up like he's having a glamour shot taken.
Yeah, I think he probably took like child modeling class at Dillard's in El Paso when he was really young. And they're like, pretend that there's a string on the very back of your head and it's being pulled up. And he's like, kind of like lifts his head too high. Yeah, he's just super smarmy. And he also came to this, this show loaded with like bachelorette magnetic poetry in his brain. He's like,
yes,
vulnerable, big step, heart uncovered, queequee.
He's the type of person that I don't like because he is never on the same page as like, he's not aware of what's actually going on. So which makes it really difficult. You know, when you go on a date with somebody and they're having a fantastic time and you want to kill yourself to get away from them, and they constantly go like, God, we're just that we have such a great strong connection, and then they send you flowers the next day.
No.
And you're like, what? I couldn't have been more of a bitch.
No, I don't think that's ever happened to me. I mean, I think the consistent look I get on a date is, are you really eating my food? Like, you're eating off my plate right now. And then I'm like waiting for them to pull out their wallet. Like, who are you? I'm like 25 and you're 40. I don't have to pay. And my eyes are like, yes, you do. Yes, yes, you do. Or we're both going to jail. Pick your poison, 25-year-old.
Well, it starts out, you can tell there's no chemistry right from the beginning. And I think this is where I like Rachel the best, where she doesn't even try that hard to act polite or like she likes the person. So they're riding around and Jack says, look at all these old houses. Old houses always, every time I look at old houses, I think they're haunted. And they go to Rachel and she just goes, I don't think that.
She's like, yeah, I don't believe in ghosts. Objection. Carry on, witness. And he's like, well, you know, let me tell you something about me. His head's bobbling all over. He's like, Rachel, I like to joke with people. And if people can't take it, she goes, can you take it? Can you take a joke? And he's like,
I guess we'll find out.
Like, nothing was landing on either side. I just wrote, what kind of attorney is he? I'm guessing neck injury. Like, they were on a horse and buggy. They were on a horse and buggy going up and down. And his head was still smoothly just going boom, 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 boom. It's like to his own little rhythm. So they go have some smoked oysters. And Jack's like, look at my oysters. I'm going to show you how to shuck it. And then he drops it on the ground.
Yeah. I was tuning out during the group date part because I'm like, this part is so affected.
Yeah, like, I put rice in the steamer. Yeah, she's like, something's missing. And I was like, this is boring. Okay, so back at home, Lee and Urkel are talking. And Urkel's like, well, Lee has a haircut that will fester if he continues to like put Crisco on it or whatever. And then Lee says, well, I was just, you know, when all that stuff happened with Rachel, it wasn't tattletaling. I was just trying to help Rachel out, okay? I was just trying to give her good advice, and then it turns back on me. Like, you try and explain a lemon law to somebody, and suddenly they don't even know one damn thing you're talking about. And Urkel's like, I understand how you're feeling. I understand how Kenny's feeling, because, you know, you said the word aggressive. And he's like, well, say that isn't aggressive. He said, bye, Snakey. Bye, Felicia, Snake. And then Urk was like, you can't say that word aggressive, because that has a long history in America, and it's used against black men. For example, people are like, pull you over, and then they shoot you, and then they're like, he was aggressive. And he's like, what? So he's the black guy who uses the race card?
I mean,
oh my God.
So right there, that's like the most racist thing anybody said on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, black guy doesn't like being called aggressive. Wow, playing the race card much?
Yeah, and he didn't even play it. It's like,
he didn't even say it. Will did. Will, yeah. He didn't even say you don't say that to an African-American person. Listen, there's been a, he didn't even say it. It was explained to him. Oh, great. So he's playing the race card.
Yeah.
Lee is the worst.
Wow, the race card. You know, I like lots of cards. I'll play bridge. I'll play old mate, but the race card, that is something. Well, I guess that's something. I'm going to try and help Rachel out, but now it's the race card. And then I just wrote, damn, midget racist fuck. And then Urkel's like, you know what? Lee doesn't mean to be racist. He's just ignorant, you know? And hopefully one day he gets it and he just doesn't. Urkel's like so nice. I'm starting to like Urkel. So he just keeps trying to explain. He's not like, sexy. Look, it's just negative and it's a possibly racially charged connotation. That's it. And he's like, well, guess what? I don't understand the race card, but it got played apparently. Why would you understand the race card, okay? Linda Hunt is not a race.
He's like, is that like the AARP card? Because that's when you're 50. And I don't get that right now. So like, what kind, I don't get it. He turns into Bethany. He's like, I don't get it.
What is this, a race? Yeah, he's like, I hate racing. Yeah, Lee, of course you don't understand the race cards. You're like a tiny little white leather person, you know? But let me think of what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. One time I was at Luby's, because when I go to Texas, you know, that's where old people like going. So sometimes I'll go play cards there with my meemaw. And I heard a lady say one time, what more do we have to do? I mean, how many times do we have to say we're sorry talking about black people?
Oh my God.
I was like, really? I mean, that's Lee. So congratulations, Lee. You're like a 90-year-old lady in a Texas Luby's right now. Congratulations. Oh, hope you feel great about yourself, stupid.
So back on the one-on-one, things are getting uncomfortable. And Jack, I noticed, does this weird side mouth talk. Have you noticed this? He does like a little, like every time he says something, he puts a little extra on everything he does, like a little extra, like on the end of every word, there's either like a little, like a side mouth twitch or a wink or a looking down or a head down, eyes up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's everything super enunciated. Like he's he's acting.
Yeah. Like when people do like a kind of like little wave of the head, you know, like a head roll of the head when they're talking.
Yeah. He's trying to get an agent. And he's like, yeah, I'm for really
what,
like.
Though? Like an agent for what? It's like, what kind of agent is going to get you? You know, they're going to be like, whoa, we have the new Wonder Woman's doing really well. We're going to do Wonder Woman's that sit on the dash of a car. And every time the car goes over the bump, it's like her head always stays steady, even though the car is moving. Yeah, it's called a bobblehead. We've already got those, agent from Jack.
Well, here's what I think is going on. I think he's an attorney that's not very good. And I think he's had too many people say to him, like, oh, you're too handsome to be an attorney. You should be in commercials. And he's like, should I? Maybe I should.
Attorney and shampoo.
And then he's like, this is crazy. But I'm thinking about going on The Bachelorette. Like, you know, get my career started. And then he's had too many people going, oh my God, you should. You're so cute.
That's the kind of guy on the Bachelor in Paradise, if he was on there, to go to everybody and be like, you know what? I think you're a real pretty lady. I see the insides of you. Like, he would go up to everybody and do that. They'd be like, can you just fuck me, please? Can we just fuck? How about that? And he'd be like, bobblehead, bobblehead. I see her insides. So this guy is just talking every word. She's like, he's like vulnerable, et cetera, et cetera. And then he's like, when I first met you, my first moment with you, you're not going to believe this. You are not going to believe this. You were so vulnerable, and I was so vulnerable. That vulnerable. And she's like, she's just looking at him like, my eyelashes are heavy, it's hot out here, and I'm possibly gonna shit that oyster out any second now. I probably got food poisoning from that oyster street food, so could you get to the point? And he's like, vulnerable.
And it was so uncomfortable because they're clearly on a different wavelength, and he's trying to make out with her and she's trying not to make out with him. And when you look at something like that, it's very uncomfortable. Like, he's trying to line his body up straight face to face with her, and she keeps kind of going to the side so that she could kind of hug him and put her head over his shoulder a little bit so she can keep her mouth away from him. And he keeps trying to, like, line up his mouth like an insect trying to feed on her face.
I know, and that's a lot for her.
Stop! Like, she's trying to get away from you. And then he goes for it, mauls her mouth, and then he goes, I'm just so attracted to you, and it's just going so great. And then to the camera, he goes, man, I haven't had a first kiss like that in so long. Oh, like a kiss where you're basically, like, assaulting somebody and they're not into it?
It's like, enjoy this forced, cold, half mouth open kiss.
Rachel looks also, like she's in a hostage situation.
He's trying to use all the push button things from stuff he's read, you know, or stuff she's said in passing. Like, my parents are important. So he's like, you know what? I love parents. How's your dad? How's your dad doing? She's like, he's fine. Yeah, you know what? I feel like I get your dad. I really get him. She's like, well, you know, you really have to get to know my dad. He's not a guy you just kind of get, you know.
Like, no, I already know him. I met him. I didn't tell you this.
It's like, no, I did his numerology. Okay, I know him. I know him on the inside. I see his inside. And she's like, please stop moving your head. And he goes, here's what I know about your dad. Your dad has a huge sense of humor. I mean, it is huge. She's like, he actually, no, he doesn't. He puts a lot of people in jail. So
he's like, your dad, dramatic pause. Is so funny. Head tilt, wink.
She's like, no. He's like, your dad thinks old houses that aren't lived in are haunted. She's like, no.
He's like, no, he doesn't.
So he goes, yeah, well, like, we're both from Dallas. And she goes, okay, so if you could take me to Dallas right now, where would you take me? Thinking he's going to say, like, her favorite Chipotle or, I don't know, like, roller skating, something. And he goes, I'd put you in a room and I'd lock the door and then I'd wait until your dad laughed at me and then we'd hang out in bed and you'd be like, oh my God, your dad is still laughing. And I'd be like, I told you he was funny. And then we'd bone some more. And she's like,
And then he's like, you know what I really want to do with you? I want to lay in bed with your dad. And she's like, that's not funny. That's just weird. He's like, your dad would be so fun to lay in bed with all day.
I want to lock your dad in a room and laugh for months. Just laugh and laugh until I told your dad, I'm revoking your license to make me laugh, sir. And he'll be like, whoa. Oh, you can give it, but you sure can take it too, son. Like, Rachel's going to get a boner. So Rachel's like, look, I could name 15 things in a person that I like, but I'm looking for the God. X factor, okay?
I'm crying right now.
Well, now Rachel starts her, like, Simon Cowell thing. She's like, I'm looking for an X factor, okay? It's like this thing in a person that you can't explain. It's like an X factor. I'm like, you know you're talking about star quality. But she just keeps saying it over and over, and he looks like he's about to be named, like, the hottest man alive, you know? She's like, so I just wanted to talk about your X factor. And he's like, yeah, are you?
But wait, that locked in a room with your dad story? But back up for 1 second, because now Rachel does the dick move of why is she holding the rose? I'm sorry, I love Rachel, but
well, put this the one had to be down. This had to be fun for her.
But what? She picks up the rose and holds it in front of his face. I mean, listen, I hate Jack as much as everybody else, but if, of course he's going to think he's about to get the rose. Of course he, I mean, he would think that anyway. But she's holding it up, about to hand it to him. So I've got this rose in my hand that I'm about to give to a person who I really had an enjoyable time with today. And that was this morning, and it wasn't you.
Yeah.
It's just, it was kind of crazy.
You know, I just don't feel the X Factor, the American Idol, or any of Simon Cowell's shows right now. And he's like, I won? And she's like, no. Roses can only grow from X Factor water. And he's like, yeah, I'm full of X Factor. And she's like, you're not. You have no X Factor. She's like, you
He's like,
know
what about America's Got Talent? She's like, no, not that either. He's like, oh, Pop Idol? Nope.
keeping the rose, Bobble. And he's like, oh, okay. So even when he was sad, his head still was like, boom. It was like sad Bob, sad Bobble. And she's like, I'm trying to cry. And he just sits there quietly and watches her. And then they just sit there and she's like, oh, like trying to cry. He's just watching her with a really slow bobble. And his head is still tilted down, but he's looking up with his creepy white teeth. And he's like, could you call your dad right now? I just want to hear one more joke before I leave. She's like, okay, you need to go now. Leave. Go.
Oh my God, she was not having any of him,
Yeah,
which is
so
pretty
now
funny.
she puts on this like really pretty dress and then she stands on her balcony and stares at a pirate flag. What the hell? Did you notice that? She's like, look at that black flag with a skull and bones on it. Oh, pirates, now those guys have some X factor.
Well, I did notice that the whole black dress was very like, you know what? Shit just got serious. I'm
Yeah.
dressing in all black. Like she was mourning
But I'm
Jack.
also wearing brooches up the slit, just so I'm not too
Jackstone.
sad. Yeah, pirate stones. So Moana's like, whoa, model. Whoa, cheese curd model. You know, she canceled the rose ceremony, and I had a sexual harassment story to tell about the tickle dude. I can't believe she could do this to me. I have a whole monologue worked up about how I'm here to protect her, and I
I'm
don't
just
even
here to
have
guard
a.
her heart.
Yeah, I don't even have a chance to interact with her. Like, shut up, Moana. Your job is literally to carry Moana through a movie, okay? So just get on your knees so she can crawl on top and be done.
Then they go to Kenny, and it's just that's what snakes do, baby. They slither.
Yeah, he's like, slithery snakes.
And then,
I'm not gonna let him poison her anymore with his bull because snakes are full of bull. Bull snakes. I wasted so
full
many
snake.
vital moments on that little snake.
And then they go to Adam, and who's like, last night Rachel sent Jack home, and it got real, really real. And
She
I was
hasn't
like, yeah,
even
it got
seen the
real because I
full.
don't even remember who you are.
Yeah. She hasn't seen
Yeah,
the
she hasn't
full Adam
experienced
yet.
the full Adam.
She's
She's
just,
had a snack.
yeah.
But I want to give her the full kitchen.
It's all Little Debbies.
Oh,
That whole kitchen is just
he
Little Debbies. Little Debbie, now
spent
move
the whole
around.
either he spent the whole day writing that line, or a producer, which makes me sadder, was like, oh my God, I have a great line. Who wants this line? I have a line about, you know, she's only had a snack, but I want to give her the full kitchen. And Adam's like, I'll take it, I'll take it. I haven't been too memorable so far.
Yeah, it's like she's only had a bowl of Chex. But I've got a Chex Mix factory, which also has pretzels and the occasional seasoned peanut thrown in there.
You know, then the producer was fighting for that in the editing room. The producer was like, hey, can I see a cut of like right before the rose ceremony? And the editor's like, yeah. And he goes, oh, wasn't there a line like where Adam says she's had a snack, but something about a full kitchen, I don't remember exactly, which he does because he wrote it. And then the editor's like, yeah, it didn't really make the cut because nobody remembers Adam. And then the producer's like, I think you should keep it in there. It's kind of funny.
He's
I
like,
just I sort
you will keep this in. I will bet my career on that line.
of
Okay? Bet my career. I bet Rachel's dad would think it's funny. So then Moana's like, you know what, who's going home? The drama queens. They're not sticking around. I hope I'm not included in that. I'm like, yeah, you are. Giant man in a tiny suit who just walks around crying and tattletaling on everybody for no reason.
And then, okay, so then Lee is like, yeah, you know what? Kenny's just an angry guy. Pray for Kenny. Pray for Kenny.
Also, he's like, Kenny, Kenny is so showboat. You know, that is a black musical that takes place during some very difficult times. Like, I don't know if Lee is kidding. Like, I don't know if Lee even knows what he's saying half the time. But this is a Mississippi River showboat, okay? The themes include racial prejudice and tragic enduring love. The musical contributed such classic songs as Old Man River and Can't Help Loving That Man of Mine. Okay, Lee? So leave showboat out of your racially charged disses, jerk. Exactly. Showboat's a great musical. So Kenny is standing there in the rose ceremony doing this. Slither.
Yeah.
Sorry. I slithered so hard I knocked a fork off the desk. Why is there a fork on the desk? I don't know. There's no food.
So Kenny gets a rose, and now he is just so excited. And he's like, yeah, guess what? Lee's a dead issue for me. Pour out a little liquor for Lee. So there's so many good quotes in this show.
He's like, R.I.P., pour out some liquor for Lee.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Everything had to rhyme.
Yeah. So but Chris is Lee... like, hey, guys, it's me again. I'm Chris. Okay, it's time for the final rose. Okay, I'll be in my, I'll be behind that bush that they gave me instead of a trailer this year. Rubbing one out if anybody needs me. And then the final rose is between Lee and Tickle Monster, right? I think it's like between two stupid people. Oh, no, it's between, I don't know who it is. No, it's between a lot of people because a lot of people get kicked off.
Moana.
And then, Moana gets kicked off. He's like, ugh! I'm like, don't cry on that suit. It's already too small. Do not shrink the suit anymore. So he cries, and Tickle literally said, where did I go wrong?
Yeah. He's like, I just want to use these hands to tickle. I want to tickle someone to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it putting away the puppet?
And then he talks about himself in the third person. He's like, so Tickle Monster doesn't get a rose. Interesting. Plot twist.
Tickle Monster came here to find love again. But the spark didn't take off for Tickle Monster. Tickle Monster needs a girl who appreciates a good set of ticklers.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. That guy's a serial killer.
Moana cried. I love... gigantic man cry. His Botox veins still pumping out his temple, and he's all red and sweaty. He's like, it's okay. It's frustrating to be told you aren't wanted. Like, I wish I could have told her more about other people. You know, so much to tell her.
But then he's like, he acts like his 2 weeks on The Bachelorette was like landmark for him. He's like, I learned more about myself in these 2 weeks. That I have in 30 years. Well, I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, get a suit that fits, you loser. And then Rachel's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sad. Okay, we're going to Oslo. And they're like, yay. Woo!
Yeah.
So they go to Oslo, Norway. And Kenny's like, guess what, snaky snake? I'm taking my snake skin suitcase because I don't even care about snakes anymore. Snakes are left behind me, snake. And then the little flat face goes, Rachel is a catch in every sense of the word. Balls, fish, chlamydia, the common cold.
So then all the guys are like, act like they've never been in a hotel again, like last season.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's a bathroom! Woo, towels!
There's a window to the outside, a window to the outside.
So then Rachel picks Brian for a one-on-one. And Dean says, I wouldn't be surprised if Brian doesn't come home. Which shows you how out of touch Dean is.
How much I love Dean. I love him so much. And they're like, what are you talking about? He gets like every date. And Dean, his neck veins started popping out. He was like being really serious. He's like... well, maybe he's just like, you know, laying it on too thick, too hard, you know? And then she's going to be like, okay, now it's over. And they're like, no, you're the worst detective ever. Dean, you're very cute. He's like, but I opened up to her. I opened up.
Like, I was no one cares. Vulnerable.
Yeah.
So, okay, so they go on their one-on-one date, and I thought this was interesting. It is what I expected, because Rachel's like, so I have a really good time with Brian, but, you know, we never really talk about anything deep. We're either being physical, she says this to him, or, you know, not being physical, but also not deep. And he's like, yeah, but like, then I want to get deep, too.
Yeah, like, but then they continue to nothing. She's like, well, we've right. got a really strong connection, but, you know, now let's see if we'll have an emotional connection. I'm going to find out by kissing him really hard in the street. And he's yep. like, well, you know, let's talk basics. Up and Up products. Are they as good as name brands? And she's like, okay, we talked about basics. You know what? You're so charming. And he's like, this is next level, bitch. And then... Yeah, then they was go, that it? Then, oh, they go rappelling, and she's like, eh! And I was like, my rice is almost done.
So they go rappelling, and then they make out on the way down. It's just typical bachelorette date. Then they sit and talk more about how it's like a fairy tale, and then Rachel goes, he's too good to be true. And
he's like, we're meanwhile, both too good to be true. So meanwhile, Eric and Mr. Clean have a talk over at the yeah. house. And Eric's
and
like,
they're like,
yeah, I want to know what I want. I don't know why I didn't get what I want. I wanted what I want too, but then I didn't get what I want. That's all I wanted last night was what I want. I didn't get it. Yeah. So, you know, whatever. I noticed she and doesn't date the brothers though.
Yeah. And Anthony, Mr. Clean, is like, I don't really see it that way. And Eric's like, well, I do. I mean, let's think about, listen, I came up with an Excel spreadsheet. And about who got a one-on-one and who didn't and who's gotten one-on-one time and who's gotten private time and brothers, zero.
I feel like Eric would come up with like a Google sheet, like right. a Google numbers.
Right. Oh, you're right. Not Excel.
Yeah, he'd be like, this box will
Excel's
move over.
Racist.
He's like, this box will move over. I don't get it. He said, but in all the one-on-ones, you're the only brother who went on one. You had like a horse shit in the store, so thanks a lot. Made it look terrible for the rest of us. Thanks a lot, yeah. man. And he's like, I don't really put it in racial categories. He's like, okay, well, the black guy. You're the only black guy. He's like, no, it's still a racial category. He's like, yeah, but that's the only way I can see it. And he goes, well, look. Mr. Clean is like the nicest, cutest guy. And
I know.
I want to marry him. He goes,
I know.
He goes, look, Eric, I just don't see us all as the same person, okay? Like, it's not like one giant black, you know, contingent that she's not dating. We're all different people, okay? And she's just guarded against black guys. That's why. And he's like, no, I'm saying with her emotions, okay? Yeah, emotionally black emotions. He's like, no, what I'm saying, Eric, you know, she keeps giving you a rose, so just trust the rose. He's like, all right, I trust the rose.
Yeah.
Well, she trusts black people, I'll tell you that much. It's like, you're not listening to me. So then over on the dinner date, Rachel's like, oh my God, we're eating in the middle of a forest or whatever. This is too good to be true. But I am so scared. What if I put myself out there and get vulnerable and it does not work? And he's like, oh, it's a testament to our bond. What?
Yeah. And then she's like, okay, true story. Here we go. Here's me ready for some open up time. So when I was younger, I have a sister and she's really cool but really beautiful. So because she was the beautiful one, I had to be the cool one. So like now when I get complimented by guys, I'm like, are they saying I'm cool or I'm beautiful? I'm so confused because I was cool, but not beautiful. And now I'm beautiful and cool. I don't know. Like my head's going to explode. And then Brian's like,
I just got hot so fast. Like, I didn't have time to get used to it. It's like, suddenly, boom, I'm hot. He's like, girl, meta. Meta. And he goes, you should have seen my pictures in high school. And I was waiting for him to be like, I was 500 pounds.
Right,
He's like, I was too thin. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
And this and one was just too thin. I could eat whatever I wanted. But nothing, I couldn't gain a damn piece of fat. I mean, plenty of muscle, but no fat. I mean, I was ripped, and it was just disgusting.
And then the best part of that to me was that while he's still in high school, he's like, and then I got super hot. All the girls liked me. So I totally relate.
Yeah. Suddenly I was so hot that all these people wanted to fuck me. I didn't even know how to deal with it. She's like, me too. That's their bonding. That's their sad origin story that they had to be vulnerable about, was getting hot in high school.
Yeah.
Fuck these people.
It's so sad. Yeah.
Fuck these people. I hope they don't tell that at their wedding, because, you know, every woman has some fat bridesmaids. And if I'm one of those fat bridesmaids, I'm going to kill her if she tells that story at the wedding. I will be like, I object to this wedding. I'm leaving. And you owe me money for this ugly fucking $400 dress you made me buy that they had to add fabric to the back so I could just come to your stupid wedding and listen to you cry about being suddenly hot. And you, Mr. Too Thin. I can't wait to go to this wedding.
So then Brian starts telling a story about he's trying to be really like genuine. And he's like, yeah, like I was in a relationship for 4 years and I just didn't really open up. I just wouldn't get vulnerable. So,
yeah,
it was like, well, like, what happened?
Deflecting. I'm like, yeah. Whoa, what is that? That could mean so many different things right now. And that's his whole description. He's like, I just, you know what? I just kept deflecting. Like,
Well, and there's no end to the stupid story. Yeah. There's no like, so then she broke up with me and I really, that was, you know, so I realized, oh, I've got to like grow up because I lost somebody. No, it's just, I kept deflecting. So anyway, back to you Rachel.
She's like, did your girlfriend get upset because you were just too charming and good looking and she didn't know how to take it? He's like, oh my God, it's like you've known me forever. She's like, make out, hard kiss, hard kiss.
Yeah.
So
and then
back...
he says, oh, sorry, wait, babe. Then he says, I just want to get serious because of that situation where I deflected too much. I want to not deflect. I want to flect and tell you that I think I'm falling in love with you.
This guy is so smarmy and gross. Everything he says is like, you know, I want to be with you forever. And that's what I'm looking for. And so like, when I look in your eyes, I know it's right. And vulnerable walls down. And she's like, oh my God, he's too good for me. These two suck. I don't like these two together.
I know. And then she's like, I don't know, like Brian's like falling in love with me, which might be like disingenuine, but maybe it is genuine. So then one of my kids goes, Brian and Peter and somebody look exactly alike. And I was like, you're so right. They're kind of the
Brian
same guy.
Brian and Peter, and I don't know, but I think that Wisconsin cheese curd model is so cute. Okay, so Lee and Mr. Clean and the boys, date card. And Kenny goes, Kenny needs a date card so Kenny can feel Kenny. I'm like, okay, Kenny. I'm glad Kenny knows what Kenny needs.
Yeah.
So the card is, I hope you're good with your hands. And I'm like, oh, geez. Even the chiropractor is even going to get the group date card. She's like, I pick the chiropractor, the chiropractor, the chiropractor, and the guy with plugs. He's also the chiropractor. Possibly I'll take the one who was too hot suddenly in high school. Okay, you can come too. They're like, wait a minute.
Oh, God.
And then Lee goes, you know, I can't recall a two-on-one, because he has to go on the two-on-one with Kenny. He's like, I can't recall a two-on-one that's resulted in two coming back. Like, okay. Way to play the numbers there, Ken. I mean, Lee. Stupid. So Urkel's like, this isn't nerve-wracking. And Lee says, I'm very excited. I feel good. I feel great. I feel great about myself. I feel good. Ha! I feel good. I feel good. And then he sits there laughing and slapping his own legs like a crazy person while everybody just stares at him. He's like, ah! I feel great.
So creepy. So then Kenny is kind of like, then they show those two getting ready for their date. And it's really almost like a scary movie because Kenny's like, you know, pontificating and Lee is polishing his boots and you just see boots.
Yeah, it's
And
weird.
it's a weird foreshadowing, like, what is happening
Yeah, that
with
was
his
weird.
boots?
They just kept cutting back to it. Kenny's like, snakey, snakey, slither snake. And then it's like, ding, dinky, dink, while the guy polishes his boots.
Yeah.
And Kenny, the chiropractor's like, well, look, I just made out with Rachel for 30 hours straight. But I am totally supportive of you and your date. So have fun with that, okay? Now, just make sure you're on your best behavior. And he's like, oh, yeah? Well, Kenny wants to see if Rachel and Kenny fit like this. And then he starts making like a fit thing with his hands. And then it cuts to Lee polishing his boots. I mean, she's basically going on a date with two fucking crazy people. So you know it's going to be out in the middle of nowhere, because that's what they do on this show. They're like, go out into the edge of a river where there's not humanity for 20 miles around.
Yep.
So Rachel's like, last night was huge. I got free back adjustments for life. But now I have a group date. She's like, none of these people were suddenly hot. I can tell you that right now.
So then they go. So the group date starts before anything else. And they're going to go play handball. And suddenly they're all in these singlets, right? These like wrestling singlets. And at this point I was like, well, I have a feeling that Ronnie did not pick this time to go make his tater tots.
I did. You know why? Because the second they came out, they all wore cups. I guess because there was too much peen line showing through. So they all wore cups. Like, if I can't see your peen line, why am I going to watch this? And then nobody knows what it is. They're in Norway. And the coach is like, oh, this is the handball, okay? Handball is life. It's fecal. So look, here's how it goes. You have a hand, you have a ball, you make the hand, it goes to the ball, okay? And they're like, I don't know. And Rachel's like, I can't wait for them to use their hands. I'm so bored. And then Josiah's like, I'll be great at this because I don't got them Donald Trump hands. I got real hands. Do you know what I'm saying? Fucking Josiah. And then Urkel is like, I play handball at summer camp. Every year. I completely understand handball.
Yeah.
I just wrote 10 times, I'm really fat. Also, Eric, wow. Eric is really hot in spandex.
I don't remember that.
Eric looks like he's very skinny. Every time they show him, he's like skinny. He looks like too skinny. No. His legs are gigantic. He looks so cute. I was like, Eric. I wrote, I've never said boo to cups before, because who doesn't like cups? Like, you drink things out of them.
Right.
But let's see, Josiah, he's like, the plan is to beat Rachel and block all of her balls so she can't get a goal. It's like the worst plan ever.
By the way, the Russian Alex is still there. I don't know if you knew that. And his hair, he has his hair. It looks like he's wearing an updo. For a wedding. Yeah. Like, it's not even a man bun. It's really like an updo, but kind of to one side. Yeah. Like, it was set in rollers. It looks insane.
It's like Big Bob Burger's hair, you know? By next week, he's going to just have Ivana Trump hair. It's going to be just like a big beehive.
He's going to be like, I can't play handball because nobody has the hot rollers to do my hair.
So back at home, Kenny FaceTimes his daughter. And he's like, daughter, this is Kenny, your dad. Kenny's calling his daughter. Kenny, tell your daughter you love her. She's like, yes, dad, I know, I hear you. And he's like, and he's crying really hard. And then she looks to the side so she doesn't even have to watch him on FaceTime. She's like, okay, dad, I love you.
I know. She's not even like, oh, my God, dad, why are you crying? She's like, yeah, I'm used to this.
And he's like, I'm getting you a mom. She has insurance. She's like, okay, dad, I'm watching TV. Can I go now? He's like, Kenny says bye to his daughter. She's like, okay. Daughter says bye to her father. He's like, oh. So then Lee is working out. He's like lifting these gigantic weights. And he's like,
two-on-one rows means more than a one-on-one. I'm going to get a one-on-one rose from lifting weights on a one-on-one.
It's like an episode of Lock Up. He's like, I like to read books and lift weights, smoke.
Because
pace.
Lifting weights, reading books, writing speeches, sparking flames. What? You're writing speeches?
Okay, so then Rachel and Will have a little time together, and she looks annoyed. Did you notice that?
Yeah. He's like, you know what? I want to dig into myself. She's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Please don't dig into yourself. And he's like, I just want to figure out what's going on because I'm guarded and I'm the greatest guy ever. But if I don't show it, you know, all I'll have is regrets. Like, you got hurt. Remember when you got hurt by Nick? And she's like, yes.
She's like, yeah. And he goes, well, while that was happening, I was getting rejected.
Yeah, he's like, I got hurt at the exact same time. She's like, it was hotter when that guy got hot at the exact same time as me. And he's like, no, but I was hurt at the exact same time as you. And it took me forever to get over it. I'm like, that was a month ago, like in bachelor time.
It was, because this started taping very close to after the next season stopped taping.
Yeah. She's like, wow, well, I know when I see you, I'm going to have a good time. He's like, that's right, because I'm unpacking me. She's like, he was so vulnerable.
So then the Russian, it's like the Russian has to read her. He's like, well, I wrote something, and then I put it into Google Translate, and then I printed it out.
And then I knitted it. I knitted it into a Crown Royal velvet purple bottle. She's like, okay. And he's like, I get lost in your eyes, butterflies in my fries. Let us fuck. And she's like, wow, that was vulnerable.
I get lost in your eyes, and I feel my spirit rise and soar like the wind. She's like, is that the
Ow, my distance? Eyes.
What?
She's like, what happened to your eyes? Nothing, but it rhymed with eyes. She's like, vulnerable.
So then, So then what? Then Josiah, I just wrote for no reason. I just wrote, Matt is so unattractive. Oh my God, I'm so mean. I didn't even want to write about them talking. I was just like, ew.
Wait, so then, was he the one who did something on a Crown Royale sack? I might have got it wrong. Sorry. Because Russian just read a poem. So he wrote a poem.
No, he didn't even read a poem. That's the thing that was so creepy is he just was like, yeah, it's like vulnerable into you, blah, blah, blah. But he just read it.
Yeah, the construction guy.
Nothing rhymed. It wasn't poetic. He just was like, I'm not going to be able to remember. Like, just talk. I can't have a conversation, so I have to write it down.
Yeah, construction guy was the one who had, like, the velvet sack with knitted lyrics. It's like, I like big butts, and I cannot lie, and something cannot deny. She's, like, vulnerable. So then Eric comes, so he's like, hey, you know what? I wanted a hug. You want a hug? I want a hug. I want a hug, too. You want a hug, too? And so they hugged. And then Rachel's like, this night is so great. Poems, Crown Royal sack, a hug. Everything's wonderful. I don't see how anything could go wrong. Dun, dun, dun. Then Josiah, the ladies' man, comes over and he's like, Rachel, now, today on the court, you were happy. And when you're happy, I'm happy. If I was a meal and I saw you, I'd immediately get a tiny toy put in me because I'd be a happy meal, Rachel. Happy meal.
And he goes, he opens with, Rachel, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that you're the woman of my dreams. I want to grow old with you. And I'm really, really, really super, really mean it. And Rachel's like, you know what? I want a guy who wants to like ask me questions about myself, you know, like get to know me.
I know, I know, like, I know, yeah! I know. Yeah, yeah. He interrupts her.
Yeah, she's like, you're so perceptive. You're amazing.
He's like, you
are amazing.
You're perceptive and receptive. And the inside of you is beauty. And that beauty is radiating so hard out your core that pacemakers pass by you and skip a beat. And let me tell you this story about my dad. He told my mom on the second date that the Lord told him he was going to knock her up. And she's like, oh my God. And he's like, yes, but I see that too. She's like, please don't say this. I'm going to knock you up on the second date. She's like, oh, God.
And then she goes, and then she's like, Josiah, you know, to the camera, he's smooth, but a little disingenuine, I think.
He's a little disingenuous. You know what he's fascinated by? The idea of me. And she told him, she's like, you know what? I don't think you're into me. I think it's about what you've read about me. Yes, and all those deep articles. It was like the five-question article in People magazine.
Yeah. You know, I think you read a thing in People magazine about what's in my purse, and you fell in love with what I keep in my purse.
Well,
and you know what? I'm more than what's in my purse. I'm more than just a Burt's Bees lip gloss. There's so much more to me.
Or a dollar travel pack of Kleenex.
That's not all of me.
When I read that you carry around one of those tiny tubes of Vaseline just in case your lips get chapped, I knew that on the second date, I was planting my seed in you like my secret garden. She's like, And then it cuts to Kenny and Lee. And... Or they're just talking about getting ready, I guess, for their date still. And Kenny goes, well, Kenny is ready for this date. Because Kenny is Adam, Rachel is Eve, and there's a snake that's in the garden, and it's snaking. Because snake. And Kenny's not going to let that snake to force feed anyone an apple, because that's when Eve had to put on clothes for the first time. The Bible got super boring after that. Kenny no longer read it. Then Cheese Curd Model gets alone time with Rachel.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? You're so subtle, Rachel. Like, I see you. You're, like, so easy to read to me. But to everyone else, you're really subtle. But, like, to me, you're, like, easy to read. You know what I mean? And she's like,
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody how subtle I am. And he's like, you want to go into the hot tub?
Well, no. First, she's like, She's into it. They kiss a little bit, and then he stops kissing her, and she's like, well, keep kissing me. And he's like, well, I just feel like there's so much more that we need to, like, unpack here, you know? Like, there's just so much here in this conversation about our vulnerability and your vulnerability. And she's like, well, let's get vulnerable in the hot tub. And he's like, okay.
Yeah, and then she rode him to town. I was like, you go, girl. Now, that's trying on a sweater. That's how you try it on. You don't just put it on and look at it in the mirror. You put it on, grind all around, dance, lift your arms. Like, you got to make sure that shit fits right, okay? It's like, damn. You know, he got a bone. And then he's like, I want to make sure I know this can progress into lifelong togetherness. I'm like, how about you just let her ride your dick for a while and stop having doubts, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he's worried that he has a chance of winning, so he's saying doubt a lot because he knows he'll get kicked off, but he wants to, like, get a boner in the hot tub. He has to get kicked off right at the right time where he can be the next bachelor.
Right. Yes.
Which is good thinking. And I told you, someone posted a thing from his Facebook that's from, like, years ago, where he's like, one of my life goals, to work out, make a lot of money for cheese curd industry, and be on The Bachelor. So, you know,
He probably wants to get kicked off third. He probably doesn't want to be top two, because isn't the runner, or does the runner up often get on? I can't remember now.
I think it comes from the top four. It's like someone in the top four. So the guys are like, whoa, cheese curd, cheese curd, cheese curd. He's like, come on, guys. And then Josiah goes, yeah, you got lipstick on your collar. And then he looked really mad. Cheese curd Model. He was like, and he goes, just joking, man.
Yeah.
It's like, how was that in any way offensive?
But by the way, this was something I noticed. They apparently were gone for 3 hours.
Oh.
So they're supposed to be on a group date. He's in the hot tub with her. They're gone for 3 hours. Isn't that, like, a weird thing?
Yeah.
Aren't all the guys also, like, did you guys fuck?
He looked, like, kind of traumatized when he came back in, right? He looked upset.
Yeah.
He didn't smile one time. And then Rachel came in. She's like, hey, guys, let's hope the douches work. Otherwise, I possibly have a cheese curd inside of me. They're like, whoa, Rachel. She's like, guys, group date, Rose. I want someone vulnerable. Will gets it. And
okay, like, that was honestly one of the most shocking rose ceremonies ever. I know it wasn't a rose ceremony, but that was weird. How do you go and grind up on a guy there on camera for 3 hours and then go like, I'm going to give it to Will?
I think she's just being nice to Will, because Will was like, oh, I opened myself up to you. And she's like, please be quiet. It's almost like, here's your consolation gift. That dude got a hand job at the very least. Like, he doesn't need a rose. He's going to stay. So here's your rose, Oracle.
I guess so. But doesn't it just seem like, well, and Peter was sort of hurt by it, which I understood. I think it would be weird to go make out for that long, have her seem like completely into you, and then go, but you're not getting the rose.
Yeah, he's like, well, I wonder why Urkel got it. Maybe I didn't stand out. Maybe my penis was too small. Doubt is creeping in. I don't want to fall in love with someone that doesn't love me back. I didn't even get to ask her what she thinks about the edges of cheese. And Urkel's like, yes, this is more extra validation. Okay, Urkel. So the guys are like, two on one, what's going to happen? Sports, handball. And Kenny's like, Kenny and Rachel's relationship has been on a treadmill the past couple of weeks. I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah. I haven't been able to vulnerable because of snake.
Yeah, he's like, guess what? Snakes don't go on treadmills, yet here he is. I just keep walking, and he keeps snaking, and that treadmill just keeps going. Where are we walking? I don't know, because Kenny's on a treadmill. And then Josiah's like, I feel for them, because he's got this dude from the South bucking his boots into you every day, you know? And Lee just uses his accent, his midgetry, and his gigantic hair. But he's a snake in the grass. And today, Rachel's going to chop his head off and send the rest of his body back to Tennessee.
Didn't you think it was a little bit weird that, and I'm taking the show way too seriously, I know. But so all the guys behind Lee's back are like, Lee, he's a racist. He's from the South. He's really gaslighting Kenny. We all hate him. But no one else goes and tells Rachel, like, this guy Lee is up to no good.
Well, I guess Moana did, but I think because they don't want to look like a bitch, you know? And the guys who do that always look like a little bitch. I mean, Moana was the giantest bitch of all because he was so gigantic.
You're right.
But remember last year, who was it? Orange Robbie, who was the tattletale? Who was the tattletale last year? Oh, no. It was that little guy from the military, remember?
Oh, and he's like, yeah.
He's like, JoJo, you will not believe what Chad did. He ate so much meat. She's like, he ate too much meat. He's like, yes. And everybody's so sad about it. She's like, Chad, did you eat too much meat? And he's like, rah. That was like Moana, but Moana's gigantic. Right. I think the guys just figure she'll figure it out, you know? And also, it's not like she likes Lee. She's not ever like, hey, Lee, you want to get in the hot tub? Or the guy's just like some midget with Botox veins and leathery skin and giant hair walking around drinking scotch nonstop, you know? She's just keeping him because she has to.
Yeah. Agreed.
Two-on-one helicopter. Kenny's like, dangerous much? Going in a helicopter with a snake? And she's like, today is about clarity. It's our Lens Crafters two-on-one. And Lee's like, this is the home of the Vikings, guys. That looks like the Blair Witch Project. They take the helicopter out into the middle of nowhere, okay? I mean, out in, you know, like there's some forest, and like a little lake. There's no houses. There's no buildings. There's nothing. They just dropped them off there in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And then Lee's like, my strategy is to kill him with kindness. And if he gets aggressive, I'll just wink. Aggressive. I will wink at aggressiveness, okay? Race, card. Okay? Anyone want to play some race canasta?
I have a little note here. I want to know if you noticed this, but Lee has been wearing the same hoodie. It's like this light blue hoodie, and he wore it. He was wearing it in all the prior scenes, which made me think, like, so you got the two-on-one date. You're going on a date. You don't change your shirt?
But you polish your boots.
Yeah.
And you put more pomade in your hair.
I promise you, he was wearing the same shirt in other scenes. Like, unless all those scenes were shot in one day. But even if they were, did you really wake up in the morning, put on your hoodie, and then just keep it on and then go, oh, I'm going on a date. I guess I'll just, you know, I don't need to change my clothes.
Look, as long as that guy, I don't even know how he got this, but They go on a helicopter. They're in the middle of nowhere. He still has his rocks glass, like his crystal rocks glass full of scotch.
I know.
It's like he brought it with him.
He did.
He brought that shit with him. Rachel's wow. like, can I have some water? He's like, got scotch? And nope. No, you can't. So Kenny's like, right. My objective isn't to denigrate Lee. Kenny's objective is to woo Rachel or whatever. So they're sitting there, and it's awkward. There's like little Ross Dress for Less lamb fur chairs or whatever, lamb wool chairs by a river. And right. there's nothing going on. They're just sitting there all quiet. And Kenny goes, Kenny feels that this is a humbling moment to Kenny. And Rachel's like, what a good word choice. And he's like, yes. Yeah. Why, the majesty of the moment. The majesty. She's like, whoa, another one. Another good word. Humbling majesty. Yeah. He's like, yeah, that's right. So she's like, Kenny, may I speak with you? We need to climb this mountain and then breathe really hard and then stand in the sun in our coats. He's like, sounds great. So they like climb up this hill and they get up there and they're like, and he's like, every time Kenny got to kick it with Rachel, it's been fun. And she's like, Rachel had fun too. Onion time, onion time. And he's like, but unfortunately, Kenny and Rachel haven't had the majestic opportunities to move forward in the majesty of the humbling moments. And she's like, yeah. I know.
And before this, he was like, I'm not going to bring up, you know, I don't need to bring up Lee. I'm not going to bring up Lee. And you could just see him fighting in his with himself. He's like, don't bring up Lee. Don't bring up Lee. Then he's like, but Lee is ruining it for us. And he's like, fuck, I brought up Lee. Why did I do that?
Because she was silent. And if yeah. she is silent, he will just keep talking. And so she's yep. like, okay. So she still says nothing. And then she's like, thank you for that. And he's like, but the thing is, the walls were closing in on Lee. And he was like, I have to get out of the walls. And so he tried to use Kenny as a ladder to step on to step on Kenny, climb him, and get out of the closing walls. And she's like, is there even an Applebee's around here? Where have you guys taken me? She's like, come on, let's walk back down the hill. So they like walk yeah. down the hill. Lee's sitting there alone with his fucking scotch.
Right.
So then they sit there again, and it's more like really awkward quiet, and it's just Kenny and Lee. And it's like, tweet, 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 tweet. So you know what happens to the quiet. Kenny's like, wow. Kenny looks around, and Kenny says to himself, Lee, look where you are. Look around and look what you're doing and be thankful. Because Kenny just had a conversation with a woman that Kenny's been yearning to talk to for a long time. And everything's straight with Kenny and Rachel. And Kenny and Rachel are back on track. And now Kenny gets to be one with nature and kick it. And Lee's just like, mm-hmm. Well, I'm about to screw him over. Drink, drink, drink. So then Rachel comes back and she's like, Lee, would you like to hike up this mountain with me and have a talk? Hike, hike, hike. Hike, 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 talk, talk. And then they get alone and she's like, can I be honest with you? Oh, then he gives her the business. Lee does. He's like, can I be honest with you? I didn't know how to take him when we talk because I got called a bitch, a snake. And then he says he's going to shit in my boots. And then he pulled me out of a van violently. I felt like I was Dr. Phil getting taken to a violent teenager camp.
And then he's like, you know, Kenny has a dark side and also he's an alcoholic. Like he drinks. And I'm just telling you that from in the South where I'm from, a lot of people are alcoholics. So I've been around alcoholics because my grandma was an alcoholic and she abused me. And I just don't do well around alcoholics. I mean, I'm sure you can handle alcoholics and that's fine if that's like what you choose to be with an alcoholic. But I myself, I react when people are alcoholics.
Yeah, as he breathes scotch all over her. He's like, yeah. He called me aggressive. She's like, uh-oh, aggressive. So now he's the one who's like, people are being like racist against Lee. You know, Lee really yeah. is a little piece of shit.
Oh,
so he's even going to start using aggressive as much as possible. Like, they're acting like, yeah. I'm aggressive. It's like, it doesn't work for you, okay? Linda Hunt right. is not a race.
Right.
Don't forget that.
But do you think she believed it? Because she looked honestly confused.
I think because it's hard to tell with Kenny. because Kenny does this thing where he's like, Rachel, I am keeping it inside. I was not aggressive with him. I did not slap him. I did not break his neck. And she's like, I mean, yeah, because that would be extremely aggressive, right? Like, you can't tell because Kenny's always like, I'm about to explode, but I didn't. So she's right, like, well, right. Maybe he is, you know, who knows?
Right,
and also,
right.
It's not like she can see anything. They're like, okay, Rachel, now climb the hill alone and leave them right. there for an hour. I mean, that girl's got exercise for a week in there.
Right.
So then she comes all the way back down the mountain and she's like, okay, now, Kenny.
Like, are we on Survivor or The Bachelorette? Because this sucks. She's Kenny. Like, what happened? I liked it better when I was like shucking oysters. Can
no
we get
kidding.
Back to that? What?
You want to climb this mountain with me again? He's like, God yeah. damn it.
She's like, is there a gondola? What? Why are they? What is it? Are they just going to try to wear me out? Wear me
like,
down?
Would you like to swim the Nordic Channel and get to the other side in the snow and climb a mountain so we can talk for 5 minutes? He's like, okay,
yeah.
not getting angry. So they get up to the mountain. She's like, okay. My knees hurt. He's like, that's not my fault. She's like, I know, but Lee said that you're violent, aggressive. He says you have a dark side. You're an alcoholic, and you pulled him out of a van. And Kenny's like, Rachel! Rachel! Look, you know I keep it 100, and violence is not how I get down at this point. And she's like, look, I'm just being honest, you know. Please don't make me come up this hill again. Okay, please. And he's like, listen, trust in a relationship is the pinnacle. And she's like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Please,
you are
let's
hilarious.
Just stop climbing this thing. So then the wrestler comes down. He's like, this short stack southern piece of garbage. And I'm like, short stack? Delicious. Pancakes. Don't call Lee pancakes. And then he returns and he's going, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. God, short stack, motherfucker. God damn it, short stack. And then he just starts laughing, fake laughing crazy. He's like, ha, ha, ha. Ha.
That he's like, Lee is about to get washed under in a tide of realness. That is Kenny.
And then Lee's just sitting there in his little, like, Ross Dress for Less chair, sipping his fifth glass of scotch.
Yeah.
And Kenny's just coming at him going, ha, ha, pointing at him. Ha, 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 ha. It's like, oh, God, Kenny, you're playing right into his tiny little hands.
Yep.
And then Chris is like, hi, guys, it's me, Chris Harrison. Tomorrow, Rachel is the most vulnerable out of vulnerable of all vulnerables. Also, someone gets hurt. The end.
Yep. And that's it. And guess what? We're going to be back tonight with
yeah.
part two.
Tonight. So, guys, thank you so much for joining us. We will have our bonus episode out this week. So to check that out, go to Patreon. Just go to rosepricks.com. It'll take you there. You can see how to get those bonus episodes. Also, thank you so much to everybody who supports this podcast. We love you. It's so fun doing this.
So fun.
And we will talk to you, I guess, later today. Bye, everybody.
Bye.